Well, today, China sharply criticized protesters who pelted Beijing's office in Hong Kong with eggs and black ink yesterday. But there was no comment from Beijing on something else that happened. A mob of men in white T-shirts attacked some of the pro-democracy protesters with sticks in a train station as the protesters were going home. These protests have been going on for weeks, triggered by legislation that would allow Beijing to extradite people from Hong Kong to mainland China to face trial. Work on that bill has been suspended because of the protests. Joining us now is NPR Southeast Asia correspondent Julie McCarthy. She's in Hong Kong. Julie, first of all, what was the scene like in Hong Kong today?
Well, you know, Hong Kong has this remarkable way of springing back. You would have no idea that there were 500,000 people on the streets yesterday and that the heart of Hong Kong had been turned into running street battles with police who really cleared the crowd in a cloud of tear gas. Today, there were more angry words over the vandalizing of that Chinese liaison office, the symbol of China's influence in Hong Kong. Protesters had spray painted over the emblem of the Chinese Communist Party, which, as you pointed out, seemed to draw the most ire from Beijing. It's the first time that protesters have defaced mainland China property, which is an audacious act here, as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. The local government fumed that it was a challenge to China's national sovereignty. And you can imagine the protesters saying, yes, that was the point.
Now, what about this incident at the train station? Do we know who these men in white shirts were or who was in this mob?
Well, you know, five of them were arrested today in Yuen Long. That's the district where this melee took place. You know, and there were lots of anxieties and apprehensions there today. Shops closed early. Residents of the area where these men live say they had been warned to stay off the streets on Sunday, or if they weren't going to stay off the streets, to wear white. So that suggests something clearly premeditated. Mm. Who are they? That's all under investigation. The police have come in for a drubbing on these men. It took them an hour to reach the scene. By then, all of them had gone. One lawmaker said he believes it was intentional and that the police were in cahoots with them. Others have suggested they may be related to the triad or organized crime in Hong Kong. Another theory is that they may be supporters of mainland China. It's all speculation. Nothing is certain. But one thing is clear, that mysterious men with murky motives beating up citizens, pro-democracy protesters no less, is a pretty dark turn in this expanding turmoil here in Hong Kong.
A dark turn? Is it a turning point for these protests?
Well, you know, it's being treated extremely seriously by the citizens. The police chief was pummeled with questions on this and said they were late to arrive because the forces were overstretched. He then said, we have no relationship to these men who attacked the protesters. You know, we're standing on the opposite side. The fact that he was even asked the question, are you related to them, is remarkable enough. And then he went on to acknowledge that the people have very little confidence in the police chief, which was an extraordinary admission for a police chief, or that people have very little confidence in the police, which was an extraordinary admission for a police chief.
Now, Beijing said of the incident that happened at the Chinese office in Hong Kong, where the protesters were pelting it with eggs and black ink yesterday, that that will not be tolerated. What do they mean by that? Or what can China do about the things that are happening in Hong Kong that they don't like?
Well, you know, Beijing is called a black box here. No one ever knows their plans or their mind. But, you know, I think the Chinese foreign ministry spokesman provided some clues today. He said, you know, these acts of some radical demonstrators have reached the bottom line of the one country, two systems principle and must not be tolerated. He then said, we firmly support the Hong Kong government in taking all necessary measures to ensure the safety of the central government agencies in Hong Kong and to punish the criminals. He then went on to say that, you know, Beijing opposes any external forces intervening in Hong Kong's affairs, which essentially blaming a foreign hand for enlivening the Hong Kong democracy movement. But from what I've seen, it doesn't need much enlivening from the outside.
Now, it's not happening in a vacuum. Of course, as we've been talking about for a long time, the U.S. and China are in the midst of this big trade war right now. The tariffs, by the way, don't apply to Hong Kong. Is the trade war impacting at all how the Chinese government is dealing with the protests?
Well, I think Hong Kong is serving as a distraction that Beijing doesn't need right now. It's got, as you point out, a trade war to consider. It's got North Korea on its borders. It's got waters roiling in the South China Sea. It's got problems with big tech and a slowing economy. Foreign companies are pulling out, heading for other places like Vietnam. So, yes, a trade war affects Hong Kong and may even provide it a little cover. As these other issues loom large.
It's NPR's Julie McCarthy speaking with us from Hong Kong. Julie, thanks.
Thank you.